The Alaska Board of Fish has a work session planned for October 9th through the 11th in Girdwood. And although it's not on the agenda to talk about Kuskokwim Chinook salmon, that's just what several local groups want the board to do. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The board considered Kuskokwim area issues in a meeting in January. Now, the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association and local tribes are asking the board to take up Kuskokwim king salmon out of its normal cycle. In the request, the Fishermen's Association says it's concerned with the management of the run and wants conservation measures put in place. It questions the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's decision to use a new model for this year's escapement goals. The new model lowered the escapement goals by tens of thousands of fish, but still, the goals were not met. In fact, escapements were the lowest in history. Karen Gillis is the executive director of the Fishermen's Association.
The model that they used really hasn't been reviewed by anyone outside of the department, and we really had worked pretty hard along with the Association of Village Council Presidents to at least have a chance at reviewing the data and the model development itself, and that still hasn't been done.
The Association of Village Council Presidents represents 56 tribes in the region and most villages along the Kuskokwim River. AVCP also questioned the lower escapement goals before they were implemented and now supports the board reevaluating the management. Some individual tribes have come forward asking the board to take up the issue.
There's no fish. There's no fish escaping.
Lisa Fireisen is the tribal administrator in Tuathbluk, located on the middle Kuskokwim River. She says the tribal administration surveyed residents this summer to see how their subsistence fishing season was going. They found out it wasn't going well. Residents were sometimes drifting dozens of times for just a few kings.
And so as a voluntary conservation effort, we in Tuathbluk, we realized there was no Chinook escaping. We all asked them to voluntarily not fish for Chinook and just put up reds and dogs because there just wasn't any Chinook coming up here.
Fireisen and Gillis both stress that the problem isn't an upriver, downriver one, and they don't want that kind of conflict. Fireisen says conservation measures need to happen now before the start of next year's fishing season so that residents can get used to them. And perhaps the Board of Fish, when they meet next month, will take one step closer to making that happen. The comment deadline for the board's work session is September the 25th. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.